Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Monday, March 25th. And last night, the Lakers got a rare victory. Yes, just their second win in the month of March. But it was a very impressive win over the Sacramento Kings in a game where LeBron James, once again, he locked in a triple double. Now, before the game, LeBron James took to Instagram, and on that, he basically guaranteed Lakers Nation that the playoff drought that they're currently on will end sometime soon. He said that is a promise, and that is something that he definitely plans on doing. Because the Lakers right now, they haven't made the playoffs in quite some time. I believe it's about 6 years the last time the Lakers have made the playoffs, and this season really did not help. The Lakers thought they'll make it this year. This would be the year that they broke that streak. Did not happen, unfortunately. A myriad of things happened to the Lakers. You had the LeBron James injury. You had the trade rumors. You had just about every single other player being injured on the Lakers roster as well. It really did not go well. But after last night's win, in the post-game interviews, LeBron James says that he's going to continue to play hard. Some people want the Lakers to start losing some games in hopes that they get a higher draft pick. But LeBron James says that he is not going to cheat the game, and he's going to go out there and play hard. As long as he's on the court, he's going to give 100%, and he is playing to win. Now, when you think about it, I don't necessarily disagree with what he's trying to do. Yes, the Lakers could potentially get a higher draft pick if they lose these games on purpose. But what you're trying to set is you're trying to set a new tone. You're trying to set what the Lakers culture is going to be like moving forward. And if you want that winning environment, you need to win as many games as possible. LeBron James needs to make sure he can do that with the players that he has around him. Yes, most of the guys he's playing with right now are not going to be there next season. But Kyle Kuzma, who is playing with him, will be there next season. So for LeBron James, I think it's definitely smart for him to go out there and play as hard as possible. Now, we're not expecting him to win all of these games. We have about half a month left in the season, and the Lakers are probably going to lose a fair share of these games. But just going out there, playing hard, and trying to have as much fun as possible, I think that is good for the Los Angeles Lakers moving forward. But you guys let me know how you guys feel about it in the comment section below. That is everything that we have for this episode as usual. Make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from, and keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. Peace.